Welcome to The Author Show, where we present new authors and books. From fiction to self-help and everything in between, you'll find it all here. To watch the TV version of our program, visit AuthorsWebTV.com. That's AuthorsWebTV.com. And now, let the show begin.
Hello and welcome back to the show. This is your host, Don McCauley. Today we're welcoming to the program author Judy Carlson. And Judy is the author of The White Knight, The Lost Kingdom, and The Sea Princess. Judy received her BA in English from Trinity International University. She has a lifetime passion for literature and writing. At age 9, she wrote her first story. Her particular love for the works of C.S. Lewis and George MacDonald have permeated her novel. Judy, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
Let's start with a big question. Tell us about your book, please.
My book is a mythical fantasy of epic proportions. It is a story that spans another world. It's in another world, and some of the characters are from our world, and they enter, as in C.S. Lewis's imaginative stories, they enter into another world. And it's a large romantic tale in the sense of literary romantic. There is also a lot of romance, adventure in it, and full of very frightening enemies, but also very heroic females and males, and creatures that talk and that interact with the characters.
Now, who did you write your book for specifically?
Readers that have a youthful heart in the sense of open to things that they can't see with their own eyes. Readers with an imaginative soul. Readers that love to think about other worlds and other dimensions. Readers that like to believe that there's more even in bodies that are in another sphere that can move in and out of our sphere, and yet they're otherworldly. Readers who love excitement and romance, and they love tenderness, and they love authenticity in characters that are portrayed in this story.
What's the minimum reading age?
Probably a mature 9-year-old, 10-year-old. The vocabulary is more difficult, but it would be a good learning experience, and the vocabulary isn't so difficult that they can't look it up or ask an adult. It's great for reading out loud.
Now, would you say there's any type of central message or perhaps underlying theme that you could say runs throughout your book?
Underlying theme would be there is more to life than the cosmology that we see. There's hope in life. There are true relationships. There is honor, nobility. There is excitement. There is passion and depth of feeling. And it exalts the reader to a level higher than what they're living on a daily basis in our world.
If you had to choose, what would you say is the single most important idea you're sharing in your book that's really going to add value to the reader's life?
I believe not only will they feel a sense of expectancy and that there is a life beyond this life that they can actually aspire to, but they can bring that back to their daily life and they can be excited. They can have a more useful sense of hope. They can believe that there is hope even in this world for them, and that it will just fill them with that sense of my life can be redemptive, my life can be meaningful, and it can matter to the divine being who will create in my life a positive sense of relationship with others as well as my own goals and hopes for success.
Now, if you could compare your book with any book out there we might already be familiar with, which book would it be and why?
It would probably be The Chronicles of Narnia. It is an epic proportion compared to the Chronicles. There's also J.R. Tolkien, The Lord of the Rings. I would say it's an epic-sized book such as that. It isn't quite as dark as a lot of the Tolkien story is. And also there's a story called Perelandra, written by C.S. Lewis, which takes place in another dimension also. Very similar to a large mythical fantasy along the lines of Insurgent, Divergent, but not dystopian. It's rather a positive, more utopian feel to it.
What's the main setting for your story?
The main setting, after they leave Minnesota into this mythical journey, would be the northern dominions of Tundrand. That is the main setting in the eastern island kingdom of Ajar, which is where the battle takes place, where the mermaid is discovered, where the princess captive in the tower, where the two children, not so much children, juveniles, come from Minnesota into this world to be a part of the liberation.
Tell us about some of the characters in the book.
There's Lord Regent, who is a despot, but he comes from a dark world called Bismia. There is a mermaid who has been held captive in a certain world of darkness that hopes to be liberated. There's a tremendous theme character running through the story named the White Knight, who has supernatural strength and power. there is a very handsome young king named Lael, who is a prince in a large empire in the Northern Dominions, who takes over his father, who was killed by this great dragon who permeates the story, the sea serpent. There is a beautiful princess in a tower, and there are two very interesting children that come out of Minnesota, St. Paul, Minnesota, and they are very prominent characters in the story, and they're very real and human. There is an amazing supernatural character named Sir Michael, who becomes the captain of this earthly king named Lael. There are talking creatures, a centaur, an amazing Pegasus named Silverton, many other creatures, a fawn named Lydia, who plays very prominently in the story.
Are any of these characters your favorite?
I would say probably one of my favorite characters would be the centaur, Ethan, and the young 14-year-old Ian from our world, because he's so conflicted and he's so human and he has such weaknesses that play themselves out in his role, and I identify with that.
Well, some of the characters are named after your grandchildren. Are they okay with that?
I would say they're okay with it. It doesn't necessarily reflect who they are. This story took 6 years to be published, and so in the writing, many of my grandchildren were much younger than they are now, and I use their names. And I did pattern somewhat of the characters after their personalities, but no, they're very fine with it. In fact, they feel quite honored. Two of them were with me in the large show that I went to, and they helped with the book signings, and they were pretty excited about being there.
What would you say has been your most rewarding experience since publishing your book?
I would say anytime I hear someone has read the book and they give me input, like my dentist gave me a lot of input, and he's been kind of on the journey with me. My teenage grandchildren, my young people in my life that are reading the book now, that kind of input is what I care about. The story that's capturing people, and they're intoxicated with the movement of the story and the characters, that is the greatest thing for me. It's not about books. It's about people reading the story and loving it.
If someone were to write a book about your life, what would the title be?
Wow. The title of a book for my life would be, She Wants to Be a Grown-Up, But She Hasn't Quite Arrived.
How would you describe your writing style?
I would say I have an imaginative writing style. I'm an imaginative soul. I'm an idealist, but I'm a realist. So as a writer, I have a lot of idealism in my writing, and I'm very literary. I've done a lot of reading, and so a lot of that literary thing enters in, but it's very easy to read. It's not complex or scholarly, but I do have a literary background, and so that plays into my writing, but a very imaginative, creative writer.
Who or what would you say influenced your writing the most?
The works of C.S. Lewis, literature, the Victorian writers, Jane Austen, the poets, Lord Byron, Keats, but extremely drawn to C.S. Lewis and George MacDonald's writing. He was a Scottish writer of about 125 years ago. Those two men in particular influenced my writing.
Would you say that you're more of a character artist or more a plot-driven writer?
Character artist.
Other than selling your work, of course, is there anything else you hope to accomplish with it?
I hope that this work will be translated at first into Norwegian, as there are many allusions to Norway in the story, some very direct, and also translated into Arabic. I would love to have a man sitting in Iran or Jordan or anywhere else to read this story, because it crosses cultural lines. So I would love to see this book translated into other languages.
In your opinion, who should buy your book?
Readers who have an imaginative soul, who want to be drawn up into something bigger than themselves, into a cosmology that the medieval people believed that a falling star is actually a shooting dragon, that the stars have names, that they all have a meaning, that God has engineered a universe that's alive, and it's like a musical dance, and they can be part of that cosmology and that universe, and they can be lifted up to a higher dimension, even in their own spirits and their own life.
Well, time is getting very short, so the most important question, where can readers find you and your book?
You can find me on Amazon.com, on Nordskog Publishing, on Facebook, The White Knight on Facebook.
Could you spell your name for us, please?
JudyCarlson.
This has been just great. Our guest today has been Judy Carlson, and she is the author of The White Knight, The Lost Kingdom, and The Sea Princess. Judy, thanks very much for being with us today.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
This is Don McCauley wrapping up another edition of The Author Show. Listen to some of your favorite authors every day, 24/7, by visiting theauthorshow.com. Just click on the book title and the player at the top of the page. These interviews are available to book buyers worldwide on demand. If you'd like to be a guest on the show and feel you could benefit by getting in front of your target audience with a high-quality media interview that'll make a real impact, visit www.theauthorshow.com, fill out the form, and we may be contacting you shortly. Join us here next time for another great book and another exciting author on The Author Show.
Thanks for listening to The Author Show. To contact us, call toll-free 1-877-955-8800. That's 877-55-8800. Or visit theauthorshow.com. Theauthorshow.com. Tune in next time to another great author on The Author Show.